You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby.
Stop it, Rick. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What a crazy wild card weekend it was. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's fluid as we speak as to where the Falcons go with the hiring of the new head coach and general manager, as Matt Ryan has already been hired. Mike mentioned it. Tell the folks again, Mike, he's going to have a presser tomorrow.
Yeah, man, we're going to carry it live, boys, at a Big Ten 4 on that from up at the branch. And I believe Joe Patrick and lots of our guys will be up there to get the Q&A going. Matt is busy because the process does continue. But, yeah, we'll hear what Matt has to say, and I presume there'll be questions asked about the things you and I were discussing. Is it fair to say that you are going to sort of, you know, I don't know, you're going to Buffalo Bill, whoever, or Bulldog, whoever the general manager is, you know, that you're going to be in charge and he's just going to be, which, by the way, I got no problem with that. Dan Marino years ago was an advisor to the Dolphins. He quit because they wouldn't listen to his advice, you know, and that's, but Matt is president of football. That's a completely different animal.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the way they've gone about this, this just didn't happen. It's been in the works for months now, and I think Matt had plenty of time to discuss and work around the things that he needed to, you know, figure out. And that's why it's easy now, Mike. It feels easy. Like, man, they came to a quick decision. If you weren't here or had heard this news, you're like, man, that was fast. No, this was months in the works. With that said, I think he has a clear vision on how this job is going to work for him, because you don't take it unless you absolutely know what this is going to entail. Mm-hmm. With that said, curious to see what he says tomorrow. We'll have it for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And right now, Clint Kubiak getting 53.6% of the vote, early voting.
Like
early
it.
Results are in, Carl. I heard a cab is strong for Harbaugh. Harbaugh's got 39.3. Stefanski gets 7.1. And a dude named Thad went, McDaniel. No, that's we didn't give you the other option, although McDaniel will be interviewing with the Falcons for the head coaching position.
All right, guys, with the wild card weekend literally behind us because we got a game tonight, we'll see. By the way, you like Steelers, Texans? Which way are you leaning?
I have no idea. No earthly idea.
Crazy,
which
right?
was now the Monday night record, and this is a playoff game, but the Steelers don't lose on Monday night. Tomlin doesn't lose on Monday night. Can Aaron Rodgers summon something? Remember, Metcalf has been back, you know, after the suspension. How good is Stroud going to play? I mean, C.J. Stroud, I mean, they haven't had to ask much of him in a playoff game. Don't you have to get a little extra something
you
if you're C.J. Stroud?
You do. And look, the Pittsburgh Steelers get their players back, specifically Metcalf.
Right.
Which now a guy who can stretch the field and Aaron can take some more shots down the field. This should be a very interesting game. But, yes, the Steelers traditionally with that crowd, man, it's going to be crazy. Can't wait tonight to see how this plays out. But then wild card weekend will be done. But what happened this weekend? Let's talk about it in 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Rams defeat the Panthers. Much better game than anticipated.
All right.
34-31, Matthew Stafford, 24-42 for 304 and three touchdowns. He did throw a pick. Puka Nacua does Puka Nacua things. 10 receptions, 111 yards, a touchdown. And, Mike, here's Matthew Stafford on, you know, talking about this is, you know, how this works. And sometimes you got to overcome some adversity. I had the Rams going in there and just slapping them.
We all did.
And Carolina was like, hold on. This isn't a fluke. We're pretty good at home. And they played really well and even had a chance at the end. Here's Stafford.
That's what you work for, right? Like, you do all these hours in your life of, you know, being a kid in the backyard, throwing a ball around, saying, okay, this is the situation. We got to make it happen. And then get to do it throughout my football career. And an opportunity like tonight, I walked behind Tay on the way out and was like, before that last drive, I forget what I said to him, but I was like, let's go snatch these guys. You know, like, let's go snatch this one back, man. Let's go. You know, he was an integral part to that drive. Pook was, I mean, Colby or Bax, everybody. So, no, I don't know. I love those situations. I live to do it. It's great to do it on the road too. Quite a nice crowd today. So, we'll take it.
Devontae Adams, healthy enough for 572. Parkinson with that amazing touchdown catch, Carl, right over the pylon. That was something. And they, as you said, got enough out of the running game with Williams and Corum. Carolina never really got the run game on track. They were down 14-0, but yeah. A real testament, as you said, should have been game over by halftime. It wasn't.
By the way, going into next season, oh, it pains me. Are they the favorite to win this division?
All right, if we do those shows like we usually do at camp, usually we're at the Hooters up there in Buford at the Mall of Georgia, and there's that dude we call little Baby Cam.
Lil Cam.
Who, again, we always break his balls, say his D-Fax should take his children away for being a Panthers fan.
That's egregious.
And guess what? He by the way, you see the reaction Cam got pregame?
I did.
They went bananas.
I did.
Hopefully it makes Cam feel good. He always felt underappreciated, left to die. But they loved him. He went bananas, standing ovation, got the bang the big drum. But tell you what, if you are a Panthers fan, you're feeling pretty good because you still haven't had your best shot. And I still think we got more talent than those guys.
I know. They're going to get better, and they're going to learn from this, though. Their young players are really, really talented as well. It's crazy.
McMillan is a stud.
He is. He absolutely is, man. And when they picked him, I was like, But again, it's what we need going into this spring, Mike, in this draft. We need a big, speedy guy that can make plays opposite of Drake London. With that said, guys, Rams advance. But the best game for me over the weekend was Bears-Packers. And that game happened again right after that game on Saturday. And I'm like, boy, Bears are down 18. This is a butt-kicking. Mm. Caleb Williams, Mike, what a comeback for this kid, man. 24-48, 361, two touchdowns. I just felt like, you know, and the kid they drafted, Colston Loveland, the tight end. He was balling in this game, right? But he's been good for them all year. 8 balls for 137. Let me hear Ben Johnson, because say what you want. This is what we're talking about with us. Coaching matters.
There's probably a little bit more noise coming out of there. Building up north to start the week, which we heard loud and clear, players and coaches alike. So this one meant something to us.
Yeah, I don't know. We caught that noise from Green Bay. It was definitely heard in Chicago. And as we said, the drive-by, world's fastest handshake. And then, of course, him dropping F-bombs. Now, a lot of folks going bananas. Look, he celebrates how he celebrates. He's wrapped tight. That's Ben Johnson. He made it a thing to say. He's looking forward to kicking the Packers' butts. So he's got a thing with LaFleur. I don't know. What did you make of how much did you put on LaFleur for blowing an 18-point lead? They couldn't get the run game going. Nothing. We talked about that.
Chicago's defense hit a switch in the second half.
His receivers also dropped some passes too. But I thought, but look, they're still in a position to win the game. It was now the things that drove us crazy. They had to call a timeout late in the fourth quarter. Delay of game penalty. Right. A lot of strangeness there. So LaFleur, probably Packer Nation, some very lukewarm that he's going to reportedly get that contract to come back.
Jeff Hafley is the defensive coordinator. He was one of the guys who basically told the media in Green Bay, hey, guys, don't worry. This won't be my last time talking to you. Don't worry. We'll be back. And that stuff got to the folks in Chicago. Like, he was basically, you know, sticking out his chest. And, don't worry. We're going to go down here and handle business. We'll be back next week to talk to you guys.
And he might be looking for a gig after this, because sometimes when you're on, if they're going to give him a contract extension, what if they tweak the staff? Losing Micah Parsons was huge.
Huge.
They weren't the same team. But he also decided to rest and take, Jordan Love had dealt with the concussions. They had a very shaky ending to the season, but still in a position to win.
Here is, by the way, as we're talking about the wild card weekend, give me Liam Cohen, guys, because the Jags lose. Again, another close game. Bills fighting for their lives. Give Josh Allen credit. Mike, can he have any more injuries? He got hit in the head. They tested him for a concussion. His leg and knee got twisted. I mean, everything you could possibly have hit his hand on a helmet.
The only thing missing was like the bread box and butterflies in the stomach. The operation game.
He's hurting all over. Here's Liam Cohen of the Jags.
With where you're at down there that low, you got to go for it. I mean, fourth down that low, you at least feel like you're going to have an opportunity to stop them and have a field position change. And at the very worst, you get the ball back with good field position and didn't end up working out.
Now, if you don't remember or you didn't see it, Trevor Lawrence is a big dude. By the time he stretches out, the shin is on the ground and the Buffalo Bills player got contact with him. So like they went and they reviewed it and they got it right. He was down and it was a huge moment because after that turnover on downs, they went and Buffalo scored and all of a sudden they had some juice. Josh Allen, by the way, they say he's got an ankle, as you said, not been close to 100% with all the injuries he's dealing with. He's tough as nails.
He is, man. He's a warrior. Hey, man, I blame Nick Sirianni. And I know everybody wants to blame the wide receiver, because wide receivers are divas, or at least that's what we perceive. 49ers go into Philly and beat the Eagles. Guys, no Fred Warner, no Nick Bosa, no Mykal Williams, right? Georgia boy. No Ricky Pearsall, no Ayuk. These are all first-round picks we're talking about. Now, their linebackers are street free agents.
Right, literally.
How the hell does the 49ers go into the Eagles and beat them? So 23-19. Mike, what did you think about that exchange between Sirianni and A.J. Brown?
Look, I get why A.J. Brown belly aches, because they don't get him the ball enough. And Jalen Hurts, and they said there was a team meeting, remember that? And Saquon got together, and then A.J.'s like, I don't remember it. Remember that we talked about it here on the show. Jalen Hurts, and you and I always thought he'd be a great quarterback in the NFL. They've got to fix him. He has not been good. You couldn't even, you literally couldn't score in the second half. Couldn't find a touchdown. Now, I will say in Jalen Hurts' defense, the play that got the Sirianni yelling at AJ, make an effort.
Catch the ball.
Lay out for the ball. Catch it. He hit him in the hands twice. The last drop was more egregious.
He did.
But Sirianni's like, get off the blanket field. How do you think that's going to play in Philadelphia? Because AJ Brown, you can't have it both ways. Yes, they don't get you the ball enough, but when they get you the ball, make plays. And he was terrible.
He was.
The way I felt.
No, I think the phrase you used in our text, we can't repeat, but he was hot garbage. He really was. Here's the thing. Understand, when you are having this war of words with your coach, as A.J. Brown did all year, they're not getting me the ball, I need more plays, more snaps, whatever. And then your coach addresses you in a playoff game like that. What are the other players saying? What are these other guys saying? Like, look, I know, and this is why this stuff, once it gets out in the public, it's hard to maintain, and especially, Mike, in a market like that, where they're all over it. Like, all these Philly guys, they're all over. They're not going to let this sleep. But I thought this is where Nick Sirianni needed to be the bigger man. Yeah, you dropped a big pass, but you know what? Cuss him out at halftime.
Right.
Don't do that in front of his teammates, because you lost A.J. Brown for the rest of the game.
Right. And now A.J. Brown, as you said, checks out when they're trying to get – they're driving down the field. It's crucial, and he can't make the play on what could have been the game-winning drive. So, Philly is a disaster. I mean, I thought how they had the same soap opera last year. They were able to weather it, get the job done. And, again, more credit when the Kittle goes out. And Kittle knew it. It looked awful, and everybody in the locker room, they said that Jed York came down in the locker room.
Yeah.
They knew Kittle's season was over. So what does Shanahan do? I'll use my fullback as a wide receiver or a tight end. So Juszczyk gets the big 27-yarder.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's you said it to start the conversation. Shanahan, look, I know he hasn't won the big one, guys, and I know we're still in our feels over Super Bowl 51. The guy is a genius.
Coach of the year for me. Coach of the year for
no
me.
No one's had to deal with more injuries than
this. This is unbelievable. And not injuries. Studs.
Yeah.
Fred Warner, Bosa, now Kittle happens in the game yesterday. They could have easily folded up yesterday, Mike.
DeMarcus Robinson, you want to get the definition of journeyman? This guy's played for Kansas City, Baltimore, and the Rams and goes off. He had 276 yards receiving before yesterday.
Yeah. Here is Sirianni on the exchange with A.J. Brown.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to get him off the field, you know, because we were about to punt, and that was really it. So I love AJ. I think he knows how I feel about him. I have a special relationship with him. We've probably went through every emotion you can possibly have together. We've laughed together. We've cried together. We've yelled at each other. You know, we're both emotional. I was trying to get him off the field, and, you know, that happens in this game. But I love him.
Look, again, I give this guy credit in the world. He's dealing with a couple of divas and et cetera. But, man, figure it out. Get these guys in a room and just hash it out, which apparently he never did.
No.
And look, I love Jalen Hurts, but Jalen Hurts, it's like they're, I said it on Twitter, it's like a Ferrari stuck in second gear with that offense.
No doubt. Barkley didn't get going. Look, they've got to retool. You don't just stay the same. The Eagles, as good as their personnel is and as good as they've drafted over the last few years, that they're going to have to retool. Last but not least, as we talk about what went down yesterday, 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. It's Dukes and Bell. Chargers Patriots.
Yeah, that was not great.
Is it over yet? I mean, sleeper. Drake May wasn't great. His defense picked him up. Chargers couldn't do anything, Mike. And we said the narrative coming into last.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Next week would be if Justin Herbert can't win a playoff game, which he hasn't. Can he win a playoff game?
Yeah, McConkie couldn't get on track. Keenan Allen couldn't give you anything big. His longest was 10 yards. No explosive plays. The Patriots secondary was all over him. I mean, it was just nothing happening with Justin Herbert. I'm with you. Justin Herbert has gotten a lot of love national media. At the end of the day, it's a great big nothing. And Harbaugh, for all we talked about with him, they never got the run game on track at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
you're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.